The Groveland Camp Meeting. For attendance, the camp meeting held at Groveland, Massachusetts, reached an all-time high. It opened Thursday, August 24, and ran for 5 days. The grounds, near Haverhill, some 30 miles, 50 kilometers, north of Boston, were easily reached by train and river excursion boats from both Boston and Haverhill. There were 55 tents, including the three pavilions, 45, 55, and 65 feet, 14, 17, and 20 meters, in diameter, pitched in the beautiful grove. The weather was so fine the meetings were held under the trees, and the three large tents were used for sleeping quarters. The women occupied one, and men the other two. 500 camped on the grounds. The auditorium swept up in a natural amphitheater from the speaker's stand, the well-cleared grove affording delightful shade. River steamers ran twice a day from Haverhill, 4 miles, 7 kilometers, away, and every hour on Sunday. 18 trains ran each day, all stopping at the campground. The Sabbath meetings were well attended, but Sunday brought its surprises. Mary Clough reported. Sunday was a lively day on the campground. Special trains were run from the cities of Lawrence, Newburyport, Haverhill, etc., and at 9 a.m. the auditorium was filled with intelligent people to whom Elder White preached about 1 hour. Still the people poured in from the towns about, and the trains came loaded with their living freight. After an intermission of 30 minutes, Mrs. White ascended the platform, amid the profound stillness of that vast multitude, and addressed the people on the subject of Christian temperance. Her original and comprehensive manner of handling this subject elicited the highest commendation of all that heard. The morning trains were crowded, but the noon trains flooded the grove, and the 2:30 train from Lawrence brought 15 cars literally packed with people. The platform and steps were full also, and the conductor was obliged to take the roof in order to signal the engineer. He reported that it would have taken 25 cars to bring all the people who were waiting at the depot to take passage for the campground. Of the experience, Ellen White wrote, "What a scene is before me. It is estimated that 20,000 people are assembled in this grove. The third train, of 15 cars, has just arrived. Every seat was filled and every foot of standing room, also the platform and the steps. A sea of human heads is already before me, and still the cars are to come. This is to me the most solemn sight I ever beheld. Hundreds in carriages are driving away because they cannot get within sound of the speaker's voice. All standing room throughout the entire enclosure was taken, and some, like Zacchaeus, climbed trees to get sight of the speaker. The vast throng gave good attention." Ellen White, speaking slowly with a low, well-supported voice, made them hear. When the camp meetings were over and the Whites and Mary Clough returned to Battle Creek on Wednesday, October 4, they were utterly worn and exhausted. They had succeeded, but for it they paid a price, the price human beings pay for overwork, a price paid gladly to see the cause of God prosper. Elder Uriah Smith made this evaluation of the presence of the Whites at these camp meetings. "Here, Sparta, Wisconsin, as in Iowa, the presence of Brother and Sister White constituted, in a large measure, the life of the meeting, their counsel and labors giving tone to the exercises and progress of the work. Sister White, especially, was at times called out in powerful appeals, and most forcible descriptions of scenes in the life of Christ from which lessons can be drawn applicable to everyday Christian experience. These were of absorbing interest to all the congregation. These servants of the church, though now of so long and large experience, and notwithstanding all their wearing labors, are still growing in mental and spiritual strength." The Review and Herald, June 29, 1876.